Well, today I want to talk about praising God always. Praising God always, all the time. Just a lifestyle of just praising Him, of just worshiping Him, just magnifying Him, specifically just praising Him. And what does that mean? And what does the Bible have to say about that? Because that is such a key to just making it through the junk that sometimes gets thrown at us. Thank God. God wants us to triumph. He wants us to succeed in life. You know, people get this idea sometimes that you know, everybody wants to succeed, whatever their definition of success is. They want to do well. Well, where did they get that from? It's from God. God is good. He's the creator. He didn't make things to be bad. The men have messed it up to a certain degree. But God is the creator. He is good. Everything that's good is from Him. And so He wants us to succeed. This idea that somehow you become a Christian, you serve God, you're supposed to be down in life, that's just ungodly. That's why, you know, people have associated religion with somehow, you know, it's not that we don't. We honor Him and do what He wants us to do, and that may entail certain decisions in life, but this idea that somehow if you're a Christian, then you ought to be somehow down and out, that's just a lie. That's not true. People think that they're not going to have fun if they become a Christian or if they live a godly life. Nothing can be further from the truth. I just read recently this guy was speaking to some, he was just relating a story. He was speaking to some college students, and he was witnessing to them and talking to them. He was talking about becoming a Christian, and they were like, you know, we want to have a good time, man. We want to have fun. And he goes, really? He goes, that's not what Christianity is about. You're not giving up stuff. And this guy was single, and he goes, there's a 0% chance that tomorrow or today I'll get a DWI as a Christian. There is 0% chance that I'm going to get an STD today. There, you know, he went on this list, and they said, well, I never thought about it that way. There are benefits to serving God, living a God life. It's not giving up things. It's when God, we just follow Him and be after Him. There are blessings that follow. God is a good God, and He wants us to do well. And we'll just keep that in mind as we're going through life and keep in mind what He has done for us. That's why, like we started out saying just a little bit ago, praise is not a work. You know, we could come in here and say, you ought to be praising God more. And every one of us would say, yeah, that's right. Man, you haven't been praising God enough. You haven't been acknowledging Him. And if we were honest inside, we'd be like, yeah, that's true. Because when you bring that, everybody knows they're not up to the standard that they ought to be. But that again is putting the cart before the horse. That's putting our doing in front of what He's done. The reason we praise God is because of everything He's already done and the things He already is doing in us, like what the scripture Shelley shared, that He is doing it, that He's bringing it to pass, that He's helping us. And because of that, even in circumstances that look contrary or things that aren't going quite right, that we can still say, no, but God, I'm going to praise Him and I'm going to look to Him anyway. See, that's in response to Him. That's not, well, I'm going to praise Him and make God do something. That's backwards. You're not going to make God do anything that He hasn't already made up His mind He's going to do and that He has not done. God has done it all. He is a good Father. He is a good God. He's already provided. But we live in a fallen world. We do have an adversary. And as we're walking through this world, certain things come. And it's tempting to start looking away and saying, well, if God's real, what is going on? If He's on my side, what is all this junk in my life? And to start going away from Him. And even the temptation is, be honest, to start blaming God. Why is that the case? Because we have an adversary that will put those thoughts in our minds to try to get us to blame Him. Try to go against our answer. God is our answer. God is the one that is good. Everything He has for us is good. He has good thoughts for us. He has good plans for us. He's provided everything through Jesus. And the enemy will take some circumstance and say, God is not for you. Because if God was for you, why did that happen? And what's he doing? He's impugning the character of God. He's putting a thought in your mind against him because he hates God. He hates you for loving God, and he wants you to draw away from, he wants to, you to go away from God. So if he can get you to start blaming him, you're blaming your answer, running away from your answer. Where does that leave you? You're running actually right where he wants you. But if we'll just look and say, wait, in the middle of this, God is still good. I've read in the Bible, and through my experience, God has proven himself faithful. I am going to choose to look to him anyway and honor him and glorify him, even in the midst of this stuff that doesn't look quite right. That's praising him. It's not a work. It's reminding yourself and keeping yourself steady when stuff doesn't look quite right. You're saying, no, that is not true. God is true. Let him be true. And he's faithful. In the midst of these things, he's faithful. And I'm going to just give him honor and praise right now. And I'll tell you what, the hardest time to praise God is when stuff doesn't look right. When we're in the middle of church and we have music playing and everything in your life looks good and you're just singing to God, that's easy to just join in and sing. It's when stuff starts happening and it doesn't look quite right. And the enemy's, you know, talking in your ear and saying, God? Who? God who? What is going on in your life? What are you talking about, God? That's when, if you stay up, you start going, no, God is faithful, and you start declaring his faithfulness and praise him. That's praise. That's a response to him, and that's not always easy. But just because it's not easy doesn't mean it isn't true, doesn't mean it's not the right way. When we do that, we bring ourselves back to center. Let's turn over. This scripture isn't on your sheet. But let's go, before we get started, let's go over to John 16. Let's go to John 16, 33. John 16, 33 says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." This is Jesus speaking. "These things I have spoken to you, that in Jesus, you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation." And I've broken that down before. Tribulation is like pressure, like squeezing. Pressure coming in into you. Stuff happening in life. Has anybody ever experienced that in this room? Never. Have you ever experienced a pressure, squeezing, something that you wake up and it's still there and it's not going away? Yes, we all have, because we live in a fallen world. And Jesus said that would be the case. But he said, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." He did not say, "Well, now that you're a Christian, you won't ever have any problems." He didn't say that. He said, "If you're a Christian, you're still going to have stuff come against you, but be of good cheer because I've overcome it. If you'll look to me, if you'll look to God in the midst of that, he still has the answer. Before the problem ever became known to you, he had the answer." And so when we'll look back to him and see, what's tempting is to get our focus off and look at the circumstance, look at stuff and start doubting God and start believing the lies that somehow he didn't come through or somehow he isn't all that. I'm telling you, God is faithful no matter what it looks like. He is a good God. In the middle of everything, he always is a good God. And I know just as much as you that you're tempted to somehow say no. You know, even if you would not say it out loud, it's just that nagging feeling that, well, something's just not right, and maybe God this or maybe God that, and you're not just quite as bold as you'd like to be. You're not quite as confident as you'd like to be or you think you should be. Those are lies, and when we just come back and praise him and say, "No, God, you are good. No, God, I know it. I don't care what my feelings say, because my feelings mean nothing, don't have any effect on whether you're faithful or not. Before I had feelings, before I was formed in my mother's womb, you were. And you were faithful. And the world existed. And you're a good God regardless." But God wants us to have the victory in every area. He wants us to succeed. He's always on our side. We don't necessarily understand everything that's in our path, but if we'll just look to Him, He'll bring us through. Thank God. Let's turn over. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians 2. We'll start there. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Just a couple scriptures. God wants us. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to do well. He's a good God. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the knowledge or the fragrance of His knowledge in every place." Now thanks be to God who always, always, always leads us in triumph in Christ. He always. If we'll look to Him. He always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. And as we go around and we look to Him and we walk in what He wants us to and we're just full of Him, I'm telling you, nobody can steal that from you and no circumstance can take it out of us. It does not matter what, honestly, it does not matter what is going on in our lives, right today, yesterday, what's coming up. It doesn't. If we'll look at Him, everything, He knows about it. And He is faithful, and He is good, and He is not the author of destruction. He is not the author of anything bad. Man, if we'll look to Him, He's got it. He has the answer. He will always lead us in triumph. Lead us. See, He's out front leading us. We got to look to Him and just lift up our eyes because He has already done it in Jesus. He has made it possible in Jesus. He is a good God, and He loves us more than we know. Thank God, and if we'll just look up to Him, He'll lead us, He'll show us, He'll show us how to get through the brambles, He'll show us how to get through. He is a good God, and praising Him is just taking our eyes off this stuff that is going to go away anyway, and looking back to the Eternal One, and just looking back to Him and saying, God, You're faithful. God, I thank You for what You are doing. Lord, I'm so thankful for what You are doing. You don't have to do it in any certain way, man. You can be at work. You can be in traffic and just looking to Him. Just communing with Him. It's not a religious exercise. It's just communing with Him. You could be talking to somebody. They could be chewing you out. Somebody at work and just inside you're just, thank God You're good. Thank God You're good. Lord, I just thank You. I just thank You. You're good. That's praising Him. Praising Him. It's not a religious thing. It's not this. Oh, God, thank You. That's an example of it, but that's not the definition of it. Real praise is when you are in life, not in church. When you are in the middle of life and you're just going through things and real stuff happens to you and nobody can see you to judge whether you're doing it well, but it's between you and God and you look to Him. That's when it really affects our life. Because we can all put on a good show. We can all kind of, even for our spouse or even for somebody close to us, kind of act like we're doing the right thing. But in our heart, we've given up or we've looked away or we're really thinking something else. It's all about being convinced inside, which comes from just being washed by His love. Just being convinced that, no, right in the middle of this, He's still good. And just that looking up, expectancy, just looking to Him. Lord, just to rest. Lord God, You're good. Man, I know it doesn't look like it, but You're good. That's praising Him. And yes, when things are going well, still to praise Him and not take our eyes off. Well, things are going great. I don't need God. No, we live and move and have our being in Him. Just a relationship with Him. Just praising Him and fellowshipping with Him. What we're going to be doing for eternity. Thank You, God. Thank You, Lord. Let's go to Psalm 34. God is so good. God is so good. Jesus is so good to us. But the world has told so many lies concerning His character and who He is. God's responsible for this, or God's responsible for this, or He might not come through. And it's just All it is lies. It's deceptions. Psalm 34, verse 1. Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's David writing that, saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. That man had to exercise what he believed. I don't know about you, but I've never had somebody that I know of trying to kill me continually. The king was trying to kill David. People were trying to kill him. And he said in the middle, I mean, he could have said, God, what is going on here? But he said, God, I'm going to praise you anyway. All the time, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to look back to you. Man, the guy was chased and all this stuff. They were trying to murder him. So many things were happening, yet he said, I will praise you all the time. I will bless the Lord at all the times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And just the continual part of it. That's what I want to emphasize this morning, is not a religious exercise. Again, not something to buy something from God, but just to enjoy Him and to be convinced that He is who He says He is, that He is faithful, that He is good, that we can just keep looking back to Him. God, I'm going to praise You. God, I'm going to honor You. The Psalms are a really good place, especially if you're going through something tough, or even if you're not, just to remind yourself. Man, I have stuff highlighted all over that you can just go back to and read, and just to honor Him and just to look to Him. Look to, and you know, just look. Yeah, that's right. I will bless God at all times. Yes, I will look to Him. Yes, He is good. Thank God. There's so many Psalms like that. Thank You, Lord. Let's turn over to Ephesians 5:17. Go back into the New Testament. We could spend a long time just reading different Psalms. Ephesians 5:17. Ephesians 5:17 says, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. See, verse 18, but be filled with the Spirit. He said, don't be drunk with wine. Don't go off and just, you know, try to deal with stuff in just a natural way and try to forget stuff. He said, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody into your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always. Giving thanks always. I'm telling you what, if we'll just look to Him and just thank Him all the time in the middle of whatever, and just to make it a habit That regardless of what I see, what I feel, what I experience, Lord, I'm going to praise You. That is like Teflon. I mean, there's nothing that can get you down. We cannot control. We know it. But we're just stirring ourselves up this morning. We know we can't control everybody else, and we can't control our circumstances all the time. But what we can control is ourselves, and we can look to Him and look to our salvation and look to Him who loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son for us and has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. If we'll look back to Him and say, God, You're with me. God, You're with me. It's just like a coating around your life. Nothing can get you down or get you off in that case. We're just looking to Him and just walking through every situation. When we do that, we expect good. We expect to see His hand. We expect to see Him moving. Expect Him to be working in us. Expect to have favor on the job, even when things aren't looking well. Thank God He tells us to live this way. giving thanks, verse 20, always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to read another scripture in a minute, but when it says giving thanks for all things, that does not mean things that are bad, that you're giving thanks to God. He's giving thanks to God for everything that comes from Him. That does not mean something bad happens. Oh, God, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Like some people take this and say, see, if you get sick, if some tragedy happens in your life, thank God for it. That's a lie. No, we don't do that. But in the midst of stuff, we thank Him for the things He's given us. He's not the author of that stuff. Why would I go thank Him when He didn't cause things? We live in a fallen world. Things happen. We're thanking Him for what He's given us in the midst of the bad stuff. Let's turn down to Philippians 4. Philippians 4, verse 4. These are just a few scriptures to stir us up. Not that we've never heard anything like this. Not this is completely new. But I'm telling you, we have a tendency just to drift. All of us, it's so easy to let our mouth fall. It's so easy to let our thoughts fall. And to start thinking, let things creep into where we're not really looking to Him. We're not really doing it all the time. Not, again, that it's about us, what we're doing, but it's just about looking back to Him, to what He's already done. But it's so easy to take our eyes off that and start swallowing lies and less to than the truth. Let's Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And like we've said before, Paul went through so much more than most of us will ever go through. Yet he was rejoicing. This was his lifestyle. The man got stoned, probably to death. They left him for dead. Yet the next day he was preaching somewhere else. He got beaten. He got left for dead. He was, you know, in the sea overnight, just left and right. Things happened, but he just kept praising God. He just kept his eyes on Jesus and thanked God. Regardless. And that's our lifestyle. Just to have fellowship with Him and thank Him and just be... It is so hard to get... You cannot get down when you're thanking God all the time. If we're looking to Him, if we're thanking Him, stuff just can't stick. And there's always a reason to be praising Him and thanking Him. Let's turn over to Colossians 3. It's the next book. Colossians 3, verse 16. Colossians 3, verse 16. Actually, you can go back to 15. It says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. We're starting, you know, of course we have Thanksgiving coming up in a week, and we'll start early. Seems like around this time we'll talk about certain things related to this, but it says also, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God, to God the Father through Him. What does he say in verse 16? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. The word of Christ. The word of Christ. Knowing Him and who He is and the fact that we are righteous in Him and the work that Jesus has already done. If that dwells in you richly, if that is big in us, that we're reminded of what our relationship is with Him, he goes down to say these things. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, and then teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Verse 17, and whatever you do, that pretty much covers everything. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. If we're doing all in his name and just doing it about just as unto him, just like, you know, it says in another place, not for our boss, not so people see us, but we're just doing it for him. Man, just to be thankful all the time. Just to look to him. Just to remind ourselves and just stay in that place. Just enjoy life. Just enjoy life with him. Whatever we do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. See, he's just said, giving thanks right after he said, whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks. So in all you do, do it for him and give thanks. Do you get the picture? I mean, that's just a happy person. Happy all the time. Not weird happy. Not flaky happy. Not like I'm ignoring everything in my life happy, but strong happy in the middle of it. Yeah, I know that's there, but my God is able and going through and a strength. And yeah, I'm happy. Why are you happy? Look at your life. Because I know him. I know the Father. He's taking care of it. He's working it out. He's strong, and I'm strong because I'm in him. You see the difference? It's not ignoring stuff. It's not like, oh, you know, it's happy. I'm happy. Oh, yeah, I'm just ignoring everything in my life. No, that's not Christianity, and that's not real. That's flaky. But in the middle of hell on earth, going through it, saying, my God is going to take me through, and I'm having a good day. That's supernatural. And the world doesn't do that. And self-help stuff and being happy, and you know, people teach stuff similar to this, you know, just having a good attitude. That can only take you so far if that's not based on something underneath it, and you're just being happy for the sake of happy because a good attitude will get you further than a bad attitude. That will not help you under certain circumstances. I don't care how happy you are when your life is threatened by some disease. It might help a little because, you know, your body does better when it's happy, but it cannot stay off that disease. But the power of God can. And when we know him and we walk in him and we just look to him regardless of what any of this stuff is, that's a difference. Then we're basing our happiness and our attitude on him. It's on a solid foundation. We know the King of the universe. And we can just walk happy in him, enjoying life. And I know this isn't rocket science today. I don't know. This is just stirring ourselves up to just enjoy life with him because we have so great a salvation. Let's turn over to 1 Thessalonians. Just all week, it was just, you know, just praising God, just thinking about how good he is and just praising him daily. 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Well, some people say, well, I don't know what the will of God is. Well, we may not know exactly perfect what the will of God is, you know, what job we're supposed to take and everything. But we do know there's a lot of things the Bible does say. Here's one thing. If we don't know the specifics, let's start with the things we do know. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So if we don't know the specifics, that's a good place to start. It's a good place to start to go back and say, am I doing, I'm just going to look back to him. I'm going to look back to him and enjoy his presence and just give thanks. What does it say there? In everything. Not for everything. In everything. In every situation. Give thanks. It's amazing how our perspective will change when we look to him instead of looking at this. So in the middle, if we don't know what to do, one thing we can do is just thank God and look to him, because out of that, we're exalting him and exalting his power and exalting what he has done. and enjoying His presence. And we'll get our answers. We'll get direction. We'll get guidance. Not pulling His, again, we're not pulling, trying to tug on Him and make Him do anything. It changes us. It changes us to where we're expecting. We're looking. We're keeping our mind where it needs to be. Let's go over to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, verse 15. It says, therefore, by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise. Continually let Him offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Therefore, let us by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Continually offering the sacrifice of praise. And we've said before, sometimes it is just a sacrifice. Sometimes it is something. But thank God He's good. Just to offer a sacrifice of praise to Him. Just stay there. Just stay on His side. And enjoy life. And just go through life like that. Just thanking Him. Giving Him honor. Thank you, God. Let's turn over to 1 Timothy. We'll be wrapping it up. 1 Timothy 6. Or it's 1 Timothy 6:12. First Timothy 6, verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. It says, fight the good fight of faith. That is the fight that we're to be involved with, the fight of faith. If we think we're fighting any other fight, we've been pulled away from what we're supposed to fight. What is the fight of faith? The fight to stay looking at God, looking at Jesus and what He has done and His finished work and the fact that He has made us righteous, the fact that He has made us right with Him, and to go through life with that realization and just enjoy the presence of God and just to enjoy how good He is, because that's what we've been made for. That is the thing we've been created for, is to enjoy His presence. And if we'll stay there, so many things want to pull us out, want us to pull us away from being in faith, pull you off. Well, you know, God is not faithful. God is not doing what I believe He should. Or, you know, how many things are there out there that try to tell us things that aren't true about Him? What's the fight in this day and age? Always been, but you can see it, to stay in faith, to believe Him, to stay in rest. And over in Hebrews 4, it talks about entering in the rest, staying in the rest, being resting in Him. Not in our own strength. Don't start fighting yourself, trying to stay there, trying to, you know, do everything right. That's the wrong fight. If Satan can get you over there, you've lost. Because we can't do it in and of ourselves. But if the fight is just to stay in faith on His side, just stay believing Him. Just stay on God's side and believing what He has done and believing that He is true to His word. And no matter what point, what season it is in our life, whether it's completely everything's going perfect, everything's not, whatever, that to stay centered up there, to stay believing God. Because people, everything's going well and they say, I don't need God. How many people are like that? Well, I don't need God. You need God. You need a crutch. You're just weak. That's why you need God. I don't need God. Well, see, it was the opposite. It wasn't things that were going so bad, but people think, I've done it all. It's my hard work. I've done it. Not stinks. I mean, God does not look highly on somebody that takes everything, credit for everything. You know, like I've said before, they're not keeping their heart beating. Very basic things. They cannot keep themselves alive. No, the fight is just to stay on God's side and to stay in relationship with Him, just to walk out with Him, and just to enjoy life. He did not make it to be a struggle. He didn't make it to be as hard as some people make it, but just to enjoy Him. Just to enjoy Him. All right, let's turn over to one more scripture. We'll close there. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. A familiar verse. Second Corinthians 5, verse 7, in context, he's talking about basically going to be with the Lord. And that this house that we have now, he calls it a house, tent, this body is just temporary. And that it's going to go back in the ground. We all know that. And he's saying, no, but we walk knowing that this isn't our final destination, that we're going to be with Him. And that we're prepared to go there. In verse 6, he says, so we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And then in verse 7, he says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's what we walk. We live by faith. Not by what we see, not by what we hear, not by what we feel, but by faith in Him. We walk by faith in Him. See, the good fight of faith, staying on the side of Him, even if we can't see Him with our physical eyes. But we believe His Word, we bear witnesses inside, and we walk by faith. And through this life, we make our decisions, we live life by our faith, by what we believe of Him, not by what we can see, feel. And part of that is when we'll praise Him and bring it back just to that it's all about Him. Thank God it's You. You know what's going on here. Lord God, what should I do here? See, you're walking by your faith in Him. We're walking. We're living. Living by faith in Him. And that just keeps us, kind of centers us up, keeping us, our eyes focused where they should be. So that they don't fall down to where we start walking by sight. Because if we start walking by sight, we're no different. We've come to where we're just walking naturally as if there's not a God, as if we're not saved, as if we don't have all things done in Him. We start walking just like people without God. And so if we'll just, that's why praise. No, God, I'm looking back to You. See, that puts that strengthens your faith. You know, over in Romans 4, it talks about Abraham, how he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. He didn't have a child. He did not have Isaac, but he looked to God. And he thanked God, and he praised Him. And the Bible says he was strengthened in faith. Praising God, looking to Him, just acknowledging Him will strengthen our faith. Amen.